What type of collaborators were you looking for in this for Senam?
Like I said, I think because I'm primarily, my Chinese is not very good, and it's actually very limited. So I was very nervous about taking on this piece. So I cannot tell you how relieved and excited I was, you know, when I met Kok Heng Luan and pitched the idea to him, and that he was actually interested and keen to work on it with me as a dramaturg and then as a director, and you know, for Drama Box to produce that. I thought I was extremely relieved, because I thought that was, you know, that's really the best possible person, you know, I would have wanted to work with. And I think because Heng Luan is versed, not just, you know, well versed, not just in Chinese classical traditions, but also in Western, you know, the Western canon and Western, you know, performance traditions, as well as his own history and his own interest in you know, historical events in the past in Singapore. And he was a wonderful collaborator, and as a dramaturg, it was I think very important and you know, really key in sorting out many of these issues I had, and my whole approach to looking at the water margin, which was actually quite different from mine. And I think it was really good to see his own approach and to see who he thought were the heroes or the villains in the piece, and that were actually different from mine. You know, who you would think is traditionally the hero or is presented as a hero, which is the Song Jiang character. He actually felt was a compromiser. He felt was a politician who kind of, in a sense, not sure if it's the right word, but betrayed his, you know, the rest of his brotherhood. So it was a really interesting perspective, and I think I hope I've managed to take that on, you know, as we worked on the play, and just you know, other subtleties and just working through the different subtleties of the Chinese classic, and just knowing that I had him on my side and had him as director, it just took a load off me, because I'm by no means an expert in any of these things. And I think, and also because we worked with a wonderful translator, I think that really gave me a lot of confidence, and to hear my words in, you know, dialect, in assorted dialects, you know, was actually extremely exciting. That was really the piece that I wanted to create, a kind of a situation of a babble, and to create those voices and have them kind of all come together and clash or harmonize.